Viva, viva, Sita. How did I miss that hit?
That's a great one. Robin Hitchcock, fabulous song. That line where he says, do you want to pay for this in cash? That's Seattle in the 1990s right there.
Everything that gives the community its unique characters, changing or vanishing in Seattle, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that a million times around here. Well, historian Felix Bunnell is sick of it, and so he is here with his list of things that have not changed, brought to us by the King County Library System. What has not changed?
Well, you know, I'm first to acknowledge here, one day after the 167th anniversary of the arrival of the city-founding Denny Party at Alki, that I think change is good and that the more Seattle and the Seattle area changes, the more interesting it gets. If we ever stop, I think I'm done with Seattle. But that being said, I do have a sentimental streak. I like to find things that have one way or another resisted the change that's been so fast-paced and destructive around here. I have this highly subjective, non-comprehensive list of 10 or so public places. First on my list, in no particular order, of course, Crest Movie Theater in Shoreline. I think movies are still $4 there. Its last major quote-unquote renovation was in 1980 when they took what had been a single auditorium and cut it up into several little multiplexes. And it's, you know, if you know where to look, in the men's room, there's a great no loitering sign. Looks like it's been there since 1949 when the theater was built. And vintage theaters are very few of them left anymore.
And they'll let you see that sign for free, huh?
Yeah, well, you have to pay $4 to get in.
I see.
Second on my list is the Allweg Seattle Center monorail.
Yes.
Sure, it's crashed and burned a few times, and they've updated some invisible, you know, safety systems, but it's still the same basic ride that even Elvis took back and forth to the fair in 1962. It gets bonus points in my mind along Fifth Avenue, where those wonderful pylons, which you can actually legally drive as a slalom course if you want. Just last night, I changed lanes a few times.
You cannot do that.
There's a single white line. It's not a double yellow line.
But there...
I changed lanes twice last night between where the Grosvenor House is, way down there.
Trust me, I've done it too. But it's not legal.
It's not legal.
Sure.
Spread that.
I'll confirm that.
No, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for me. Keep that a secret, actually. Whenever people come from out of town, we used to go to Boeing Surplus. That's, of course, closed now. But the second attraction on the list was doing the slalom course on Fifth Avenue. You signal. You have to look both ways. You don't hang a left turn or a right turn.
Move on.
Anyway. The Athenian restaurant at Pike Place Market. I went there as a kid in 1980. It hasn't changed a bit. It's a little bit, it's in Sleepless in Seattle, so it got a little bit of fame 25 years ago. And it's, you know, like most of the Pike Place Market, there's still places you can find that haven't changed that much. And the Athenian's my favorite. But you could also in this restaurant category, I'd throw in the Roanoke Inn on Mercer Island.
Oh,
you
yes.
Ever go there?
Oh, yes, I have gone.
What a wonderful place. It hasn't changed a bit.
That's where the ferry landing used to be.
Yeah, exactly. And at some point, the Roanoke Inn will just sink into the earth and no one will notice. Geologic time will reclaim it.
It is always packed, by the way.
Oh, it's a great place. Yeah. I mean, I used to go there. I worked on Mercer Island years ago, and we went there for lunch once a week. The Fremont Troll under the Fremont Bridge.
Yes.
Again, standing in for lots of public art. We had this 1% for the arts ordinance back in the 1970s, one of the first cities to do this. And so all these public art projects were created, and they let people interact with their environment. And because they're publicly funded and their art, they don't change a bit. So that's almost 30 years old now. The Bon Marché parking garage on 3rd Avenue. I think it's called Macy's now, the store across the street.
Yes,
I'm not positive.
Is.
And it keeps shrinking and shrinking. I think there's maybe like a couple hundred square feet where they have like shirts and slacks on sale and maybe a few high heel shoes.
What's
and stuff.
The big deal with the garage, though?
It hasn't changed a bit. It was built in
19... That's certainly true.
Well, no, but it's emblematic of that battle that downtown Seattle was waging in the late 50s and early 60s against the suburbs to remain vital and relevant. And that parking garage let people drive their big cars and park them and shop downtown. And it worked. And I was in there a couple days ago. It hasn't changed a bit. I mean, there's a rental car place in there now. The elevator lobbies are the same. The actual parking areas have been restriped, you know, countless times to make the spot smaller probably.
Yeah.
But the actual physical feel of it hasn't changed a bit.
That is not the only parking deck that hasn't changed in downtown Seattle, Felix.
Well, it's one of the oldest ones that's still operated and hasn't been highly renovated.
Not the sinking ship one in Pioneer Square. That's too ugly for you, isn't it?
No, that's a good one, too. No, that's good. That's good. I mean, I know my list is not comprehensive. I know this, and this is highly subjective.
I'm just saying, if you're going to put parking decks on the list, which I question,
well,
you have to include
first
that
they came for the parking decks, and I said nothing. So then who will come for the – I love all – the more what's the word I'm looking for? The more totalitarian-looking something is, the more brutalist it is, the
you
better
like it.
I like it because it's real. There's the Susilo Reading Room on campus.
Yes.
That's another great one. Hasn't changed a bit since 1926.
Cathedral to books.
Now, I wasn't able to check this one out, but I remember in the 1970s going to King Street Station and all the glory had been covered up with paneling, the ceiling had been dropped, all the stuff was gone. It's been restored to much of its glory, but I was in there a few years ago and the men's room reminded me of the 1970s. Had that kind of seedy feel.
What is it with men's rooms?
Eckstein Middle School's on my list too. Their restrooms are like a museum of 1940s plumbing with some of the most gorgeous 1940s fixtures. Probably highly inefficient.
You
probably
want a classic
75
men's room?
Gallons of flush.
The old boys' room at Crown Hill Elementary up in Ballard.
Exactly.
Check that out.
Our schools are hidden gems in the neighborhoods of all this great architectural stuff. So we have the whole list at mynorthwest.com. I'd love to hear about stuff, especially out in the suburbs that I wasn't able to get to. Mm-hmm. Comment there. Let us know if there's places we've missed because, again, Seattle keeps changing, thank God, but it's nice some things stay the same.
Felix Bunnell, crusading to preserve old parking decks. Brought to us by the King County Library System. Thanks, Felix.